Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Television has literally changed our way of living. When I was little, our home had one television set, and there had to be a family consensus before you could even change the channel. Today, my home has four sets. And if that's not bad enough, sometimes I come home to find all four sets on and no one watching them. They just sit there, pumping information into my home. And silly me, I'll spend 5 minutes looking for the remote control because I forgot that I can simply push that little button on the front of the set that says power. Listen to these statistics compiled by Nelson Media Research and the National Institute on Media and the Family. The average time that American children ages 2 to 17 spend watching television? 19 hours, 40 minutes per week. Time per week that parents spend in a meaningful conversation with their children? 38 and a half minutes. Hours per year the average American youth spends in school? 900. Hours per year the average American youth watches television? 1,023. Get this one. The percentage of 4 to 6-year-olds who, when asked, would rather watch TV than spend time with their fathers? 54%. Some time ago, I challenged my family to go 1 week without TV. Well, you would have thought I asked to cut off their air supply. There was just no way that was going to happen. Television is apparently here to stay. So we must establish some guidelines as to how it's used in our homes. Remember, everything that makes it past your eyes becomes part of you in one way or another. In Matthew 6:22, Jesus said, "The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. And if the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?" You know, many people are not even familiar with that scripture because they've spent more time watching the box than they have reading the book. Remember, you are supposed to be in control of your house. And if you're looking for a remote control for that, it's the one on the coffee table that says Bible. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.